Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Recently, I was talking to a friend of mine who works at the Boston Medical Center. She's running a program that prescribes solar panels to patients. I wanted to know more, so I sent Nat Hardy and Kolya Shields from our Possibly team to Boston to check it out.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what'd you learn? Can a doctor really prescribe me solar panels?
Well, yes and no. So the program is really exciting, but a doctor isn't exactly going to write you a prescription that you take to the pharmacy to pick up a solar panel.
What's really happening is they're using solar panels to generate electricity, and that electricity helps cover the utility bills for their patients.
The program is called the Clean Power Prescription. To learn more, we talked to your friend, Dr. Anna Goldman. She's a physician and the medical director of climate and sustainability at the Boston Medical Center.
We are under a solar canopy, so we can see the photovoltaic cells right above our heads and the sunlight streaming through.
The solar panels that we're standing under are at the Boston Medical Center's administration building. They generate enough energy to power about 50 homes around Boston.
The electricity made by these panels goes right into the local energy grid.
The utility credits us for that energy on our account, and then we transfer the energy credits from our account to our patients' accounts.
Those credits go to some of Boston Medical Center's highest risk patients, people who don't just need medical support, but also help with housing, mental health, and other services.
Okay, so when people get that money, they use it to pay their electric bills?
Yeah, exactly. Anna says Boston Medical Center is the first healthcare system in the country to try something like this.
Why is a medical center paying for its clients' energy bills?
Well, there are real health impacts if you can't pay for your electricity.
If your utility is shut off, you lose all the food in your fridge and you can't, you know, keep fresh food in your home. And then there's all kinds of medical devices that run on electricity.
Think about things like ventilators or oxygen concentrators.
Or even air conditioners. They help people stay healthy during the summer, especially older patients and anyone with a chronic condition.
Yeah, I guess that is pretty important. Are there any programs that help people keep their power on?
There are. Most states actually have programs that let doctors, like Anna, write letters to utility companies that prevent them from shutting off a patient's power.
I wrote one yesterday, actually. I write them frequently.
But the problem is, at least in Massachusetts, you still accumulate debt to the utility when this happens. Anna says a program that actually helps people pay their bills can do more to address utility insecurity.
But she also says it's a bigger problem than just paying bills. Supporting patients financially also improves their health.
There's a really straight through line between wealth and economic security and health outcomes. So if you're spending so much of your money on a really basic need like utilities, you don't have funds to cover other really basic things.
So how many patients are actually using this program?
Yeah. So right now the program is just starting. Their goal is to enroll around 80 patients, and they'll all receive an average of $50 a month off their utilities.
But Anna's already getting calls from other healthcare systems who want to try something similar.
There's a lot of interest because I think people see that this program addresses both environmental justice and economic justice and energy justice.
The program is partially paid for with a new tax credit in the Inflation Reduction Act, designed to fund solar projects that serve low-income communities.
Anna hopes that the program will continue to expand so it can help more patients.
Got it. Thanks, Nat and Kolya. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to askpossibly.org. Or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Public's Radio.